And now, young Widder Brown. Evan Brown's fiancée, Dr. Anthony Loring, has been waiting impatiently for the arrival of Dr. Humphreys, the eminent surgeon, to operate on Evan, who is lying in Health Center Hospital with a bullet paralyzing her right arm. At the airport, however, Anthony received quite a shock when he went there to meet Dr. Humphreys. And now, while he drives back to the hospital, Olivia McAvoy, superintendent of nurses, is brushing Evan's hair, and Evan is saying,
"Make me beautiful, Miss Mac, or perhaps the great Dr. Humphreys won't look after me properly."
"Don't you worry, Ellen. He'll look after you. There now. You do look sweet."
"When will they be here?"
"Oh, any time now."
"What did Anthony say when he telephoned?"
"Oh, the plane was delayed, something like that. They'll be here."
I'm counting on Dr. Humphreys. I know it's wrong to be overconfident. It isn't fair to the doctor to put the whole burden on him."
"That's what doctors are for, Ellen. We're all counting on Dr. Humphreys. And half the time, when you're counting so heavily on anyone, that inspires him to even more accomplishment."
"Do you think so, Miss Mack?"
"Doctors, like everyone else, have to reach beyond their capacities. Now, will you be a good girl and rest while I go downstairs? I think there's some red carpet due this visiting dignitary."
"I'll be good, Miss Mack."
"Try to nap a little, Ellen. Dr. Humphreys may want to do a long, drawn-out examination, and you'll be tired."
"Oh, I'll be very quiet. Thank you, Miss Mack."
"Rubbish."
Olivia McAvoy goes downstairs to Anthony Loring's office and looks it over with an eye to the impression it will make on the great Dr. Humphreys. She moves an ashtray here, a book there. Now, seeing a yellow envelope in the center of his desk, she picks it up.
"Couldn't let Ellen know the doctor wasn't there at the airport. He must be coming. Uh-oh. This must have come while I was upstairs. This is the communication Anthony asked me about when he telephoned. What in the world's happening? I better open it. Dr. Anthony Loring, Dr. Humphrey suffered a stroke this morning." "Oh, no, no."
"Hello, Mac."
"Anthony, the telegram was here on your desk."
"Yes, it's great, isn't it, Mac? Isn't it just great?"
"Oh, it's dreadful, Anthony. I was just reading it. Ellen's waiting for him. I was so sure it was merely a mix-up about planes."
"Oh, no, no mix-up. Humphreys is an old man, Mac. It's not unusual at his age. He's not dying or anything like that, but for my purposes, he might as well be dead. He can't operate on Ellen."
"Now, sit down, Anthony. Let me shut the door. There's someone out there."
"Yes, you're right. Shut the door. Shut the door so no one can see me blow my top."
"Now, go ahead and blow it, Anthony. You're entitled to it."
"Now. Today he had to do it. Oh, I'm sorry for him, Mac, but..."
Here. Take a cigarette, Anthony. And try to relax. Who is that out in the reception room? A patient? You want me to get rid of her?"
"You can't. She's the booby prize in this merry-go-round."
"Anthony, stop walking back and forth and make sense. We have to tell Ellen something. She's lying up there counting the minutes for Dr. Humphreys to come."
"Don't you think that's all that's been on my mind since I left the airport? The moment that I'll have to walk into Ellen's room and say, 'Look, dear, we can't get Humphrey. Somebody else will have to take over.'"
"Anthony..."
"This, mind you, when I've sat beside her bed and said, 'Humphreys is the one man who can take care of her.' Now she can't have it. Now she gets the cut-rate performance, the..." "Mac, what's wrong?"
"Anthony, things are going to be all right. What did you mean about the booby prize?"
"Dr. Allison Shaw, his assistant. That's she in the waiting room with her little bag of tools. The girl wonder, woman in white, Florence Nightingale with a degree."
"Oh."
"Nice girl. Good complexion, nice eyes, cute haircut. She should be in somebody's fancy kitchen in Lone Oak, Arkansas, fixing supper for her husband and a couple of kids. Sweet, feminine type. I might as well expect Ellen to operate on herself."
"Oh, Anthony, you're not being reasonable."
"No, I'm not being reasonable, am I? I'm not being reasonable at all. You're right. Of course, it's just my girl up there that this Allison Shaw genius is going to fool around with, that's all."
"Then do the operation yourself."
"I? You know perfectly well that's out of the question, Mac. You know perfectly well that..."
"All right, then. Who else can do it?"
"I don't know."
"Anthony, you're in such a state of nerves that you can't possibly make decisions or even evaluate your own reaction to all this."
"No, no. Look, get her a room somewhere, this Shaw girl. Do something with her. What's Ellen doing?"
"Ellen's resting until you bring the doctor to see her. Anthony, now you go over to your apartment, take a shower. Think this thing over and through before you see Ellen. One look at you and her morale will be gone."
"Mine is gone already."
"Yours isn't as important as Ellen's. I'll take care of your doctor. Don't worry. I'll see that she's very comfortable.
Thanks, Max.
I'll go out now and talk with her. Now, don't you come.
I haven't been very polite to her, Mac.
I'm sure you haven't. I'll take care of things. Never mind about that. You just get hold of yourself, Anthony. That's all. You just get hold of yourself.
Dr. Alison Shaw sits with great composure in one of the large chairs in the waiting room, almost as if she knew precisely what was going on in the office. And now, as Olivia McAvoy speaks to her, she gets to her feet.
How do you do, Dr. Shaw? I'm Olivia McAvoy, superintendent of nurses here.
How do you do, Miss McAvoy? Very pleased to meet you. You're rather well-known where I come from.
Am I? I didn't think I was well-known anywhere.
I interned in Marietta. One of your classmates is superintendent there, Edith Cartwright.
Really?
Yes.
She and I used to be very good friends. Would you like to come with me to my quarters in the nurses' home, Dr. Shaw? We don't have separate female accommodations for the doctors.
Not enough women doctors in Simpsonville, I guess.
We haven't any.
I gathered that. Dr. Loring was so dismayed when he saw me.
I want to talk to you about that, Dr. Shaw. I thought it would be good if we had a chat in my apartment. We can go through this way to my room.
You certainly have a magnificent hospital, Miss McAvoy. And you should be very proud of the reputation you enjoy.
We are.
Isn't this attractive? I've just finished a pretty tough residency in one of the city hospitals in Chicago. To come to the country is a treat, believe me. It's so cool. So lovely here.
Here's my living room. We have a screen porch for evenings.
Couldn't be nicer.
Now sit down and be comfortable.
Thanks.
Would you like to take a shower? How about some ginger ale,
I'd love some ginger ale. No shower yet, thank you. I think I'd rather talk.
Fine.
He has no confidence in me at all, Miss McAvoy, your chief. Is that because I'm a woman doctor, or is it because he built so strongly on Dr. Humphrey?
A little of both, I think. Anthony Loring is a man of positive views. Oh, one of my best friends, mind. I'm devoted to him and to Ellen Brown.
I understand so well why he can't bear the sight of me. To be counting on Dr. Humphreys and then I come. But this is boasting, perhaps. I am competent. Anyone who's worked with Dr. Humphreys as long as I have has to be.
I'm sure you're competent.
You see, Dr. Humphreys picks about three people to work with him. He's in such demand, so very much in demand, that the people he picks have to be on the level he is on, so far as training and ability are concerned. He supervises, yes, but
you don't have to explain to me, Dr. Shaw. I know Dr. Humphrey's reputation. You wouldn't be here if he hadn't all the faith in the world in you.
What's she like?
Ellen Brown?
Yes. Certainly, I know enough about her history. It's all in the material Dr. Loring forwarded to Dr. Humphrey's. What's she like as a person, I mean?
She's probably the loveliest, most generous person I've ever known.
And he's terribly in love with her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you blame him, then, for his utter dismay at my arrival? This is the woman he loves, and he's to entrust her to me, whom he's never seen before. Oh, I feel sorry for him. Terribly sorry.
You're very understanding.
I'd be like that if it was someone I loved. I'm sure I'd be as fiercely protective, as demanding, as determined that things would go right.
Would you like to meet Ellen?
Well, of course, but...
I think you two would get along very well.
Would she want to meet me?
She's waiting. She believed that Dr. Humphreys was coming.
Will I be another blow to her, then?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I do feel that Ellen will cope with this whole situation better than anyone else. I feel that this will be good for everyone. You're seeing Ellen, talking with her, the two of you working together.
Are Olivia McAvoy's feelings correct concerning this momentous meeting between Dr. Alison Shaw and young widow Brown?